Hey, Radio News.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Time to get started with another hour of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean. Our professor is the guy we call Rick Plum, and he's here with me, as always, from Lucia Capital Group, ready to answer all of your money questions. We're going to get right into this hour's strategy session, and we're going to take your phone calls immediately. A lot of topics on the table, some stuff left over from last hour on asset location, and a few things on Roth IRAs, but we're going to talk about anything else that you might want to talk about. Your emails, your phone calls, I said, those are coming up first. So keep it right here for the best in money information. We cover what you need to know about your money and your money strategies right here on the show. Now, I mentioned emails. Yeah, send those directly to us at wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We do take phone calls first on this show, though, so if you need your question answered right away, again, our number, 877-PLANNER, how you get in touch with us here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls in less than 60 seconds. You can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air just about any time of the day. The number off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. I'm going to say it again. You need a personalized bucket strategy. You need one that's designed with your goals and your individual needs in mind. You call Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group at that number, 800-644-1150. You schedule an appointment with a Brain Trust advisor. Get yourself a bucket strategy where you don't have to do this stuff on your own. Get some help from the Brain Trust. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. And the important one for us right now, on the air, 877-PLANNER. We have just two lines open. So jump on board. People hang up and call back all the time. So get on board right now, 877-PLANNER. Starting with phone calls, as promised, let's move next to Justin in Sarasota, Florida. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
I had a question for you regarding the roll-in option. I wife and I exceed the limit for income for the Roth conversion.
For the Roth.
And for the Roth. And I just had a quick question for you. When we do this, I was told you can do a conversion process every year.
Yes.
Or you can do it 12 times a year, so you don't even gain that tax liability when you go from a traditional to a Roth. And that was just, but I already have a traditional, probably about $50,000 sitting in the traditional, and that's the issue. They say that it's like something effective when you mix cream into coffee, it all becomes one.
Yes.
Yep.
You can't separate them, and so it was just that question of is a good idea to roll that traditional IRA back into my company's 401k because they allow that via Fidelity.
It may be.
So
if you want to do a clean two-step on the Roth, where you put non-deductible IRA money into the traditional IRA and then convert that to a Roth IRA and try to do that without paying any taxes, the only way to do that is to eliminate the other IRA, the pre-tax IRA money, that $50,000 in IRA that you've already paid, that you've done on a tax-deductible basis or that are earnings. You've got to get rid of that money. So rolling it into the 401k gets rid of it without losing it. And so let's say you don't take that $50,000, you leave it in your IRA, you make a non-deductible contribution of $5,500, and then you convert $5,500. Well, the problem is when you convert it, they're going to look at the percentage of your IRA that is after-tax money and the percentage of your IRA that is pre-tax money, and every dollar that's converted will maintain that percentage. So only about 9% of the dollars in your IRA in total are after-tax monies. And so 91% of the money that you convert over is taxable. Well, that gets kind of ugly pretty quick. So if you can move that $50,000 out of the IRA, the pre-tax money, into the 401k, now when you make your contribution to $5,500 and you look at it as a percentage of the overall, the after-tax money is 100% of the IRA. And when you convert it over to a Roth IRA, 100% of after-tax money, 100% of the conversion is after-tax money, no cost. It's like getting the money into a Roth IRA without paying any taxes. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay taxes. So if you want to build up your Roth IRAs, and I think it's probably a good idea, as long as you have investments within the 401k that you like, as long as you're not losing some investments in the traditional IRA that you can't have elsewhere, sure, put it in the 401k.
Okay, excellent. I will do that. Thank
you.
The
company, you said the company will allow that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so says Fidelity. And, yeah, it's all basically the same stuff I have now, just indexed, you know, fund.
Yeah, put it in your 401k, and now you can do, for at least as long as they allow us, the backdoor Roth, the Roth two-step, whichever way you want to call it.
Great. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Now, you're welcome, Justin. Thank you for calling. And in some instances, the companies don't like to take money take money from an IRA and put it back into the 401k. That's entirely up to them, really.
Right. It's whether they will accept transfers in. Mm-hmm. And prior to 2002, you weren't allowed to take commingled money of after-tax money, contribution money, rollover money, and then put it back into a 401k. Now it doesn't matter. But some companies still hold that old adage that if you had contributory IRAs, they're not going to accept it. And some of the new, you know, the people that are coming up on the new laws and saying, okay, yeah, that's fine. As long as it's pre-tax money, you're not allowed by law
to put post-tax
money from an IRA into a 401k. So by law, you have to leave it out anyway.
Into a regular 401k.
Yeah, or even, yeah, not into a 401k, just boom, not even in a Roth. So it makes it easy, though, because we don't want to put the after-tax money there. We want to keep the after-tax money out so we can roll it to a Roth.
Yeah, so now what he could say is, well, I do like the IRA investments. I'm going to transfer it over to a 401k. I'm going to do this conversion. And then in another week, I'm just going to move it back out of the 401k.
That doesn't work.
You can't do that.
No, and they look at the balance of the IRA at the end of the year. How much was in the IRA at the end of the year? How much of it was pre-tax? How much of it was post-tax? They do add back in certain conversions and other things that made during the year. So it's not what's there at the beginning of the year. It's what's there at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Justin's situation, since he can have the exact same investments in the 401k as that he has in the IRA, and he has the excess money, he and his spouse want to do Roth IRAs, but they're over the income limit. For as long as they allow it, this makes lots of sense to take the pre-tax money and put it in the 401k.
Yeah, and the key there is for as long as they allow it, because there's been talk about
limiting it. Well, by definition, the only people that can take advantage of this, people that are rich.
Not true.
That are over the wage limit, the earned income, the adjusted gross income limit of $194,000 married couple, $132,000 single individual, single taxpayer. So normal people who can contribute directly to it, to a Roth IRA, aren't affected by it. Only people that are that make what Congress would consider to be uber rich, not even close to what they make, are affected by this. And so they think that that's unfair.
I haven't really figured out why there are income limits to contributing to a Roth. Makes even less sense now, since 2010, when they got rid of the income limits to do a Roth conversion, because you can easily do it either way.
But let's go back to, why did they get rid of the income limits for the conversion? Was it because they wanted to help people out in their retirement planning? No. They wanted to show that they were raising more tax revenue to show, at least on paper, that they had closer to a balanced budget. I mean, that's the reasoning they did it. Whether it's a real reason or not, it's a hoax. It's a bunch of smoke in this hand and a couple of mirrors in this hand trying to blind you to make that, you know, make it seem like they know what they're doing.
Sure.
But this was not to our benefit. This was to their perceived benefit.
I get it. No, I get it. They've just convinced enough people that the government that creates dollars out of thin air somehow needs dollars from us. They don't.
And somehow taxing the money away from us is a good thing.
Yes, because what that does is it removes money from the economy. And so removing money from the economy is always a good thing.
Well, that's
right?
The best way to make it grow.
Right, because it's anti-stimulus. When you add money to the economy,
that's stimulus.
When you take it out, it's anti-stimulus, which is good for you somehow.
Yes. We haven't figured
out how. Actually, there is a segment of the population that does want less money in the economy, and it's people who have money. Because
yeah,
if you have money,
because that keeps them on top.
Absolutely. And this is why you're seeing legislation to so-called balance the budget, so that which requires the government to tax back every single dollar that it spends.
And the people that already have the uber wealth
They're
have
the
ways
ones.
Of minimizing their taxes
Absolutely.
To begin with.
Absolutely. They
it's
don't care.
The up-and-coming business owner
they don't want that.
That has the heavy-duty FICA tax
mm-hmm.
hit, Social Security tax,
yeah.
and all the others. And they haven't gotten to the point where they can use the investments to their advantage yet.
Nope, they haven't.
They're holding down the little guy.
Well, what makes you a rich person? A rich person is, by definition, somebody who has a whole lot more money than the rest. So if I have $100,000, but everybody else only has $10, I am ultra rich, right? So the whole idea is to do that.
And they all say it's all about income equality.
Well, that's what they say.
But it's they can spin it any way they want.
It's a bunch of garbage. Your elected representatives, let's say, are for sale.
Anybody who doesn't know that is under the sand for a while.
I think people deny it. All right, let's get out of this. We got more to talk about. 877-PLANNER, our number. Still some more stuff on asset location to talk about. These things, when should you say no to a Roth? We'll get to that. Also, some more emails. We got to get to some of those. Maybe we'll do that next segment. And anything else that's on your mind. Well, all of a sudden, we have all the lines open. I don't know what happened. Folks hung up. Give us a call back or take their place right now. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, standing by to answer your questions when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Market Strategy Investing, offering you strategies for retirement and pre-retirement, etc. But the big thing, and I'm going to send the alert out once again to the folks in Phoenix, Arizona, because the Brain Trust is coming to your city this Saturday. The Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. Next one happens this Saturday in Phoenix. We got room in Phoenix for you, so join the Brain Trust. Saturday at the Marriott Desert Ridge, 9 o'clock in the morning, local time start. You can join the Brain Trust, learn all about these alternative retirement strategies that we've been talking about a little bit on the air, but mostly here at these workshops. And we've done a few of them. People have loved them, and you will love it too in Phoenix, Arizona. You learn about alternative retirement strategies, investing like an endowment might invest. Also learn about some of these alternative investments that could go inside, potentially, these alternative retirement strategies. Just a couple hours, Professor Plum, Terry Keyes in Phoenix, Arizona. So everyone in Phoenix, surrounding areas, Tempe, all around, you join the Brain Trust this Saturday, October 8th in Phoenix. October 22nd, next one after that, Houston, Texas, and then Santa Clara, California. That's October 29th there at the end of the month. Still room in those places as well, but we got some time. Go to wealthed.com. This is what you do. You go to WealthEd, our website. You call us here too. Doesn't matter. Call us here, 800-644-1150, whatever. Tell us you're coming. And we'll have a spot for you there at the workshops. Do not miss it. It's all free. All free. Great stuff. 877-PLANNER. WealthEd.com. That's where you also send us an email. Want to get to at least one here before the top of the hour. Doug in Colleyville, Texas. Oh, this ought to be good for you, Professor Plum. And we've had this question before, although not too often. How do I incorporate my Social Security benefits with my investment portfolio? I've heard that you treat it as a lump sum and add that to your overall portfolio to determine the proper asset allocation. We were talking about asset allocation before. How do you determine the lump sum amount to include? Now, let's explain what he's talking about here, because it's abstract. In the abstract, it's a little confusing.
Well, we're looking to try to find the appropriate mix of assets between equity and fixed income, our stocks and bonds, cash, things of that nature. What's our appropriate asset allocation? And when we look at Social Security, it's a fixed income. It, by definition, it's an income for the rest of our life. That is a fixed income. So there have been some who wrongly put it in the allocation of your investment portfolio as a fixed income asset. Now the problem is, what value do you assign to your Social Security? You can't really put a real number on it unless you know how long it's going to last. And
well, it's going to last how your lifetime, so unless you know how long you're going to live.
And you don't know how long that is, maybe. So what, and even if you could, even if you knew that you were going to die when you're 83 years and 4 months old, and you could then do a calculation that says my $2,000 a month benefit from age 66 to call it age 84 is worth X amount of dollars based on a hypothetical assumed discount rate. And so I have this $300,000 asset that I now look at my portfolio, and I have $700,000 in my 401k and personal investments. So I could, and I'm 57 years old, and I want to have a 70-30 blend between stocks and fixed income. So therefore, my Social Security makes up my 30%, so that means I could be 100% in stocks by that allocation. That's just the dumbest thing in the world. The way you account for Social Security in your retirement strategy is done before you get to the allocation of the exact of the investment assets that you actually do have in your hand. Money you can actually decide to put one place or the other place. You look at it as a baseline income. And then you say, okay, how much more income do I need for my portfolio? And you design the portfolio based on what other incomes you need from the portfolio to supplement the Social Security that you're receiving and or pension that you're receiving. So the Social Security is not part of your investment portfolio. I can't go to the bank and say, well, I've got $1 million investment portfolio, and they look at my statement and it says $700,000, and they're saying, well, where's the other $300,000? Well, that's my future Social Security. They're not going to buy that.
No, they're not. And it comes down to this. They see what your Social Security is. And what I'm talking about is these are more really Professor Plum advisors who are suggesting people do this. They will say, okay, $1,000 a month of Social Security. Is that what we're going to work on?
$2,000.
All right, let's say $2,000 a month of Social Security. You're getting $24,000 a year from Social Security. Well, what big lump sum up in the sky would be able to produce $24,000 per year of guaranteed income? Well, okay, if I only live for 1 year, all I need is $24,000. Question is, how long are you going to live? They have to assign
an arbitrary life expectancy.
30 years, I guess, or 20 years?
No, you go to average life expectancy, call it 84.
Okay, so we'll say, 19 years? I don't know.
18 years from 66 to 84.
18 years from full retirement age. Okay, so they'll say, so what would hand you $24,000 a year? Do they include cost of living increases?
They may or may not, but how much in the way of cost of living increases are we actually going to see from
know.
A cash flow standpoint from Social Security?
Well, that's it. So you don't know. So let's just take $24,000. We'll say that it never goes up. And so what big lump sum is going to give us $24,000 a year for the next, call it, 18 years? Professor Plum, what is it, a couple hundred thousand?
333.
Okay. So they
based
say,
on a 3% discount rate.
Okay.
Well, is 3% reasonable? Maybe it's a 4% discount rate.
I don't
so
know.
That number really should be $300,000. But I think I can do much better. I could earn 20%. No, it's a bogus thing.
So what they're saying is,
it's stupid.
Instead of having, okay, so instead of your $400,000 that we have actually here, in our account that we can add up, you can add another $330,000. You really are worth $730,000.
And all of your portfolio, all that 401k you have, that $400,000, that's all equity.
Right.
It's all stocks.
Because
and the fact that it could go down the day before you retire has no impact on your ability to take a withdrawal from it, does it?
It could be all stock because it's no longer 100% of your portfolio. It's only about 60% of your portfolio.
Dumb.
You don't mean that Doug is dumb.
Doug.
In Colleyville, Texas, was asking,
whoever is purporting this as a theory is dumb. If he's purporting this as a theory, then as appropriate, then he's dumb. But no, this is dumb.
I started hearing about this a few years ago. I don't know. Has this been this idea been?
It's been around
a long
for a few
time?
Years. It's the goal is to get more money under management for our brokers,
right. Yes.
And they can more people see value in management of equities than they do of bons, and so it's
more people like more
individual investors.
Yeah,
at least that's what I've seen. They figure they can buy a bond fund easier than they can pay for a managed portfolio of bonds.
All it is a way for somebody to get you to invest more in equities with them because they can make more money doing that.
And people want to invest in equities. People don't like bonds. They're boring.
They want to be in equity. But you're 66 years old and you're going to take your entire $400,000. That's really what you have.
Well, but if I can convince you that it's only 50% of your portfolio,
that's what I mean.
You're much more likely to invest with me than if I say, give me 100% of your portfolio, we'll go to stocks with it.
What if you have a pension too? You include that pension? Because let's say,
well,
in addition to my Social Security, I'm getting $1,000 a month of pension. So that's another $150,000.
Yeah. Obviously.
Sure. So really, your stock allocation is only maybe 50% stocks. The rest is fixed income coming from your pension and from Social Security.
Stupid.
It's not a good thing. Just be careful out there. It's just the whole point. Doug, thank you for your email. I'm glad you brought it up because we've heard this from time to time. You may have too if you're watching or listening to the program. Heard somebody say, count your Social Security as part of your overall investment portfolio. Not a good idea.
Put it into your strategy, yes, but not your allocation.
Put it in your monthly payments, yes. But include that as part of the fixed income, the guaranteed
strategy.
Income. And then you build your strategy around that, all right, as the foundation. Got to take a break. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get on board. More of your phone calls, emails, etc. when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Oh, this is the original, I guess. Right? Peter Gunn theme? This isn't the Blues Brothers.
This is not the Blues Brothers.
No. This is maybe a remake of the original. Yeah, very cool. I never saw this TV show. I just heard
this was a TV show?
Well, sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just knew about it from the Blues Brothers and loved the song.
Okay, well, there you go. Anyway, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You want to email us? We'll get to a couple more emails in just a little bit. You send it to us here at wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Okay, now I wanted to get a little bit more into this. We don't have a ton of time left in the hour, but I'm going to at least give you a couple more. This came from Sean Williams in some publication, I'm not sure which. Six reasons to say no to a Roth IRA. Even America's greatest retirement tool has its drawbacks. Okay.
True.
I would say so. If you should say no to a Roth, and I think I brought this up a week or so ago, if you have a short time horizon, they say.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not really buying that either. I mean, there may be reasons to use a Roth,
I mean,
even
it's
if you're
paperwork.
In your 80s.
I mean, the reason to not do it on a short time horizon is the paperwork's a pain in the keister, but let your advisor deal with the paperwork.
Well, their main thing was if you're in your 80s and there's a five-year rule, but the five-year rule really only exists if you didn't have any previous Roth IRAs.
Well, and even if it is a five-year rule, when you're 80 and you're investing,
you're not doing it for yourself. No,
you're doing it for your heirs.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you do put money in a Roth and your heirs inherit it, guess what?
They get to stretch it out.
Absolutely.
They do have a required minimum distribution, but it's not a big number, and they can stretch it out. So don't wait until you're 80 to start doing a Roth IRA.
No. But even if you have, you can. If you decide, you know, my heirs are in a high tax bracket or whatever, I'd like them to start receiving money. I mean, a Roth distribution is tax-free. They just have to, you know.
Well, there is a five-year rule for the earnings.
Well, no, of course there is a five-year rule for the earnings, but if the owner... Oh, wait a minute. If the owner of the Roth, like in this case, the 85-year-old, already has a bunch of Roths.
If he has a bunch, but let's say the owner is 80, they start their very first one.
Well, yeah.
That's very well investing and die at 82.
Yeah.
You know, we have a required minimum distribution, so most likely you can take out just the required minimum distribution and stage yourself out to get to the fifth year and then take the earnings out. But if you take it all out in the second, third, fourth year.
If the required minimum distributions eat into the earnings, you're going to have...
It'd be pretty hard, though, unless you really hit it big. So I convert $30,000, and it's now worth $40,000. Well, my required minimum distribution, I'm not going to burn through that $30,000 within the next 4 years.
No,
it's only if that $30,000 turns into $300,000. And even then, at that point...
No, at that point, you would...
At that point, though, I'd say thank you very much.
I'll pay the taxes. Okay, so you have a short time horizon. No, not necessarily. They say if your employer offers a better option, we talked about this one too, you might not want to consider an IRA. They talk about Roth IRA. What they're saying is that you got a $5,500 or $6,500 limit for IRAs in general, Roths included, obviously, but your 401k contribution limit is much higher, $18,000 or $24,000, depending on your age. And, by the way, you may get a match from your employer, which you're probably not going to get on a Roth IRA because it's an IRA.
Because the only person matching that is you.
Is you, exactly. So they suggested that perhaps if your employer offers a better option, I would say, Professor Plum, if...
I'd do them both.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. Do them both. If your employer offers a match on your 401k, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess the question is how much money do you have left over? I mean,
can you afford to max out? See, now if I can't afford to max out the Roth 401k and the Roth IRA, maybe I'm putting in, I make $100,000 and they'll match the first, 50% of the first 6%. Mm-hmm. So they'll put in 3%. So I put in $6,000 into my 401k, the Roth side, if that's what I've chosen to do, and I get my matching contribution. Now, over and above that, do I then continue and put in the full 18, another 12 there, mm-hmm. where I'm not getting a match? Or do I use the Roth IRA? Now, the Roth 401k is a lot easier. It's a lot simpler. It's done automatically. It's done before you see your paycheck. You don't have to do anything except for check a box that says increase my contribution limit. Where the IRA, you actually have to see the money hit your bank account and go in. But I'd rather do the IRA. Why? Well, I have more flexibility with the IRA. I have more investment options with the IRA. I start my five-year clock earlier on the IRA.
That you do.
And so once I've maxed it, now if I can max out my 18 grand, you know, maybe more if I'm older, on the 401k, and I still have some more room, and the Roth IRA makes a lot of sense to do both.
Well, so you would say perhaps...
How much can I afford to put in?
Meet the match.
Oh, definitely, get the match.
Meet the match first, if you can, on the 401k. And then, if you have money left over, perhaps switch over to the Roth IRA.
Yeah.
And if you max fund that and you still have money left over, congratulations, you can continue to...
Unfortunately, it does take a little forecasting, because you can't sit there and say, well, I'm going to put this six in and get the match, and then move over, stop contributing here, and for the next 6 months I'm going to go over here, and then in December I'm going to go back. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to kind of forecast it to see how much you can afford to save.
Right, exactly. But anyway, okay, so there are a couple more. Now, here's another reason they suggest to say no to a Roth IRA. By the way, 877-PLANNER if you want to get in on the discussion or have a question. Another reason to say no is you plan to leave most of your assets to charity.
Now that just becomes a question of tax deduction up front versus tax benefit later. And since you plan on leaving it to a charity, there's no tax benefit to you later. So the deduction up front is always is a better deal than the paying taxes later.
They're saying it doesn't make lot of sense for you to pay tax on money that's going to a tax-free account because
I can buy that one.
The donation. Yeah. So if you're going to leave a lot of it, not necessarily in a reason.
And when it comes to estate planning, if you are charitably inclined with your estate, one of the best things to leave to the charity is part or all of your IRA, and leave the personal assets and the Roth assets to your, you know, non-charitable beneficiaries, your kids, your cousins, your whoever, your people, not your charities, because people have to pay taxes if they get an IRA. They don't have to pay taxes if they inherit your house, your real estate, mm-hmm. your personal assets. Mm-hmm. You know, at least not. We're talking about income taxes here. Estate taxes are a different game. and the charity, when they inherit an IRA, when they inherit your house, when they inherit a person, they don't pay taxes on any of it.
They don't pay. That's the only way that money can ever come out of an IRA, a traditional IRA, tax-free. And that
charitable.
Is to give it to a charity, a bona fide charity.
At death or through the qualified charitable distribution once you get to required minimum distribution age.
Right, exactly. And then we had another question on that yesterday as well. Okay, so they say if you plan to leave most of your assets to charity, you may want to say no to a Roth IRA.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, here's one I'm not necessarily going to buy, but okay. They say maybe you worry about the future tax treatment of the Roth IRA. Since there's no predictability as to what Congress is going to do next, there are some people who believe that the tax treatment of the Roth IRA could change in the future. There could be a surtax added. Whatever. I'm not concerned about that because I don't think even Congress, as evil and greedy as they are and as for sale as they are, I don't think that they're going to change any existing Roth IRAs. They might say any money that was put into a Roth after such and such date could be subject to something. I just don't see it happening. Professor Plum, what say you?
They would have to really couch it in a strange way where the surtax would be on adjusted gross income, kind of like what the net investment income tax is. But they would have to first show that the Roth IRA would be on the tax return somewhere. And I have a feeling that if they were starting to show a qualified distribution of a Roth IRA on the tax return, kind of like what they do with tax-free interest, it's on the tax return, and it gets added back into other areas, that would be the only way to do it.
But they haven't done
that.
But I think
there's a large enough population that we could scare the living bejesus out of, that they would, even though they would never have to deal with it, but the fact that it's showing there, they'd vote people out of office, and I think Congress might worry about getting voted out of office.
Well, I would hope so. That's why
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either. And that's why that's something that I'm really not all that concerned about.
And unfortunately, I don't see them getting voted out of office that often either.
Well, sure.
They need to be.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? People keep putting them back in office, and then they keep complaining about them. What they say is that with a traditional IRA, you do at least get an upfront tax break. So anything that happens after that, I mean, you know, they can't take that away from you.
You've already gotten it.
You've already gotten the tax break up front. So the certainty of this deduction might be appealing. Now, there haven't really been, have there been any really real changes to the Roth IRA? I mean, the actual contributory Roth IRA since it was first enacted, other than maybe slowly, very slowly raising the limits to how much people can put in per
year? I haven't seen any changes other than the conversion limit going away in 2010.
Right, that was for conversions. But on actual contributions to Roths.
They haven't changed the distribution rules. They haven't changed the ordering. They haven't changed the qualified definition. The definition of qualified distribution. They really haven't changed it much.
Yeah, yeah. And
other than the increasing, but it's increasing at the same level as a traditional IRA contribution. So I mean, it is just an IRA contribution. So that's just kind of set in stone.
How the Roth ever came into existence, I don't know. I mean,
it was too good of a deal.
It was Senator Rudyard Roth. What was his name?
I think it was Hiram.
Hiram Sam, whatever his name was. Hiram Roth. Okay. Anyway, this came out, and somehow it got passed. Somehow, the idea of ordinary folks like you and me receiving tax-free growth, potentially, on a post-tax IRA came into existence, and it got passed. And it's still here after 18 years now. Wow. Unbelievable.
William Roth.
Bill.
Billy Bob.
Oh, well, where did Hiram come from?
For some reason, I thought I had been told that in the past.
Look up Hiram Roth.
Let's see. It's probably some mobster or something.
Or maybe that was a Godfather character. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming back with more right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, talking to you about your dough, your money, your retirement, etc., giving you strategies. It is all about strategy on this program, investing, Bucket Strategy Investing, and not just bucket strategies, although we talk about that obviously quite a bit on this program, but we also run into other types of strategies. And if you want to learn all about these, once again, reminding you again, this Saturday, you can join the Brain Trust in Phoenix, Arizona, and learn all about these alternative retirement strategies presented by Lucia Capital Group there. Phoenix, Arizona, this Saturday. You want to learn about this at the Marriott Merritt Ridge, Marriott Desert Ridge in Phoenix, Arizona, 9 o'clock in the morning. Join the Professor Plum. You'll see Terry Keyes there, Chris Lloyd, local advisor, R. Friedman, and who knows who else, but all the folks that you know in Phoenix, Arizona. If you haven't met the Brain Trust, you go see them in person and learn all about these alternative retirement strategies and alternative investments inside those strategies. So Phoenix, and all around, the entire state of Arizona is invited to the Phoenix area this Saturday, October 8th, 9 o'clock in the morning. It's all free. Houston, Texas, October 22nd and October 29th, Santa Clara, California. Those would be the other locations in October. We'll have more in November as well. So stay tuned for that or just go to wealthed.com where you can sign up for free, all free. Wealthed.com at the live events section. Just tell us how many are coming and we'll make room for you there this Saturday in Phoenix. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Got some trivia coming up in just a moment, another email or two. Tomorrow, we were just talking about strategy. And I said, of course, obviously the name of this program is Bucket Strategy Investing. Well, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about filling buckets 1 and 2. Now, why buckets 1 and 2? Well, if you know anything about buckets at all, you'll know that the bucket 1 and the bucket 2 are the shorter term, shorter and medium term buckets, all right? It's supposed to be relatively safe money, certainly in bucket number 1. A little bit less on the safe side, perhaps, a little bit less on the liquid side in bucket number 2. Problem now, interest rates. What are you going to do? Are you going to put 7 years worth of money inside of a CD or a money market fund, Professor Plum? And what are you going to do for bucket 2?
Well, you're getting those wonderful rates of returns that CDs offer right now.
That's, of course. no, I mean, there are ways to fill bucket 1 that your advisor, and certainly all the buckets advisors know how to do this, but there are ways that you kind of have to get, you bucketize the bucket in many ways, and you try to get a little bit more juice out of it without losing the characteristics of buckets 1 and 2. You know, back in the day, and I know interest rates are relative, but you could get 5% on a CD.
Back in the day.
You could get 5% in a money market or 4% or whatever it was. You could get a whole lot more in your bonds. So I'm not saying it was easier, but I think it was actually a little bit easier to fill buckets 1 and 2. Now, with interest rates so low, you know, where do you turn? Safety doesn't pay anything.
Well, we may have to talk about that tomorrow.
I think we are going to talk about that tomorrow. So filling buckets 1 and 2, your advisor will help you out with this. your bucket strategy advisor, but you do need to know how to do it, how it works, and to help you structure your overall portfolio. People say, well, bucket three, that's not a problem at all. We will talk about that in the future as well, but buckets one and two tomorrow on this program, first hour. Okay, let's get to our trivia for today, which comes to us, another quick one, from the U.S., that's ours, Department of Energy.
Okay.
Dig this, they say. Of the 19.0 million barrels of petroleum products consumed on a daily basis by the United States, 52% of our usage, or 9.8 million barrels a day, corresponds to our nation's daily consumption of Velveeta.
That is a pretty oily.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
But it's wonderful.
No, gasoline consumption.
I helped that today. I did fill up this morning on the way to work.
All right. So of all the petroleum products, it's 19 million barrels.
So of the 19 million barrels that are being consumed daily, more than half of it is being consumed as a gasoline.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, did you ever count how many cars are on the road?
There's a few of them.
There are dozens and dozens of cars on the road all over the country.
I was over in the Southeast this last weekend, and we were talking about traffic.
You were down in Atlanta, the
Peach State.
The Peach State, yes.
And they were talking about how their traffic has become much more like California. I said, well, have you been to D.C.?
Well, D.C., have you been to Boston? I mean, have you ever tried to drive through the Callahan Tunnel anytime between like 3 and 7 p.m.? I forget about it. Anyway, so that's quite a bit. Petroleum products, I mean, obviously there are others as well. All your plastics, your water bottles, I mean, it's all related to that. So.
And Velveeta is so good.
I'm ashamed to say it is good. What is it? I don't know.
It's fish bait for one thing, but
is it really?
Oh yeah, you use it for cheese bait, fishing.
So you cut off a slice, you take a bite, put one on the hook, take another bite, hook up.
You're not going to go hungry fishing that way.
And next thing you know, you're just kind of sitting there eating Velveeta.
Got us some crackers in too.
You got to melt it and put it on top of something. Maybe a little jalapeno on top.
A little Rotel in there.
Whatever it is, but I tell you, it was great. It's great stuff. All right, let's see. Oh, do I have time to get to an email? Oh boy, some of these are kind of long. Greg in Vancouver, Washington. My friend's husband died last year. She's 61 but is working and doesn't need the money. She plans to retire in 2 years. Would it be beneficial for her to wait and file for a widow's benefit after she retires? Do widow benefits increase if she waits for 2 years? She was hoping to wait till file for her benefit at 70. Married 12 years, never remarried, so she's single. Was collecting benefits at his death, and he made good money during his life. That's from Greg in Vancouver.
So we have to look at which benefit will ultimately be larger. His benefit is reduced. The widow's benefit is reduced if you, as the widow, start receiving the benefit prior to your full retirement age. Your benefit is also reduced if you start receiving it before your full retirement age. But the difference there then becomes the widow's benefit is not increased at all if you wait past full retirement age, but your benefit does increase. So if your benefits are similar in size, you would probably want to take the widow's benefit when you quit working and leave your benefit to grow, because it'll grow to a much larger number than the widow's benefit. But if the widow's benefit is a lot larger than your own benefit, you may be better off taking your own benefit when you retire in 2 years and then switching to the widow's benefit, which is larger than your benefit will ever become, at your full retirement age. So before we can give you an exact answer, we just need to know how much was he receiving when he passed, and did he take it at 62, or was he receiving a disability benefit? Those do come into play. And then how much is your benefit?
It was a high earner, so I got to figure that his benefit was, you know, fairly substantial.
I'm guessing. So that means that, but maybe she's a decently high earner
right,
as well.
Right, so it's really the difference between the two benefits.
And even if his benefit's $2,500, but hers is $23, you know, take the widow first, because her $23 will turn into $3 by the time she gets to 7. His $25 will stay $25.
Exactly. Yes, that does not increase. Widow's benefit different from the spouse benefit. Okay, got to run out of time for this hour. If you need the brain trust off the air, Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, you give them a call at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your bucket strategy. Get your retirement plan done. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.